Okay, let's begin our discussion of Shabbos Daf Chav Zayin, and we are in the third perek, Perakira. We started last time the world of Bishul Derabanan on Shabbos. That's really what this first half of this perek is about. Bishul Derabanan on Shabbos. Bishul Daraisa is scattered throughout the Masechta. There's a Mishnah much later in Shabbos that talks about Bishul Daraisa and Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. That's a big sugi in Bishul Daraisa. But this parak, the first half of the parak, is all about Bishul Derabanan. Why is it a Bishul Derabanan? Because the parak starts off, as we learned in the first, the Masechta starts off. The first parak was all about activities that I'm not allowed to do on Erev Shabbos, because I might come to forget and carry them out on Shabbos if I'm a tailor and I have my needle in my clothes and other things that you're not allowed to do before Shabbos. And that related a little bit to another Mishnah that was brought about other activities that I'm not allowed to do before Mincha time. And we had a couple of discussions of that. And we said maybe Pesach was different at the end of the previous parak. And then we spoke about, well, it's Erev Shabbos. So what lights are you allowed to use and not allowed to use on Erev Shabbos? And that's Lama Malikin, Uvama Ein Malikin. And now we're talking about leaving food on the oven before Shabbos. That's Kira. As we said, it's a machlokes. How do you understand the Mishnah? Whether it's Shehiyah or Hachazara. But that's what we're up to now on the bottom of Chav Avim Beis. So along the way, yesterday's Amid Beis spoke about what happens if I inadvertently or advertently, you know, violated the Isser Derabanan of Shehiyah. So the Gemara said, we didn't really, we're in the middle of a question. The Gemara said, well, some of the Amorim said, well, Rabbi Ami, right, Rabbi Chiya Ruba went into the house and matir. So they said, oh, did he matir only b'di'eved? Would he even matir l'charchila? Would he even matir l'charchila? So the Gemara says, well, even a daraisa might be mutter b'di'eved. So if he matir b'di'eved, it must be that he's telling me something even more. So maybe he's even mutter l'charchila. So by the maskana of this Gemara, when the dust settles, it's not going to be so pashut that Bishul Daraisa is mutter b'di'eved, so you can't make any diyukim. That's going to be what the Gemara's Maskan is going to be. You can't make any diyukim from Rav Chiya Ruba's sock that it's okay b'di'eved, that, oh, what would he be telling me? So, but anyway, we're still in the middle. Still in the middle of that. We're towards the bottom of Chavav Amid Beis. But just to review a little bit, Halacha L'maisa, the Shmir Shabbos in the, you know, the newer volume in the Mavo, he talks about Hanam Yemaisa Shabbos. Kishem Sha'asu L'asas Malacha B'Shabbos, Kach Gam Aser Lehanos Mimalacha Shanasteba. Right, just like there's an Isser Daraisa to do Malacha on Shabbos, there's an Isser at least Derabanan, to get Hana from Malacha that was done on Shabbos. I have nothing to do with it. But that's a separate Isser Derabanan called Maisa Shabbos. Ha'ose B'Shabbos Malacha. And we said, it depends on Daraisa Derabanan, Mezid Shogeg, Goy Jew. Right, all those factors come into account. Hosam Malach Shabbos Malacha, Shisir Menat Torah. If it's a daraisa and it was done b'shogeg, Asur Lo L'Chal Adam Lehanos Mimena B'Shabbos. Right, it's Asur to get benefit from Shabbos. Anybody, even if it was b'shogeg, a person's not allowed to get benefit from a malacha that was done on Shabbos. Aval LaAchar HaShabbos, a Jew. If a Jew does it, Aval LaAchar HaShabbos Mutar Lehanos Mimena Af LaOsam Malacha Miyad Im Seis HaShabbos. Right, that is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, according to most Rishonim. What's the Bechdesha Yasu? Where does that come from? That's only when a goy does malacha illegally. That's what we paskin. If a goy does malacha illegally, then we wait Bechdesha Yasu. Bechdesha Yasu. Because Chayshinan, as he says in the footnotes here, Shema Yomer lo lecharchila la'asos. The Tam Shayach Zed Shayach Dafka Benachri. Yavo Yehudi, Hare lo Yishmalo. Okay, so, that's number one. That is daraisa shogeg. I can get benefit right after Shabbos. But daraisa mezid. What about daraisa mezid? So then asur l'chol adam let us be mena b'Shabbos, and no, it's not going to be better than shogeg. So it's off limits on Shabbos. And for the avarian atzmo, and for the one he did it for, it's asur forever. If somebody does a malacha b'mezid, then it's asur for him, or Lana says bishvilo forever, and for others after Shabbos. For others after Shabbos, it would be mutter, even b'mezid. B'mezid is mutter for others. So for others, doesn't make a difference, shogeg or mezid. Ha'ose b'Shabbos malacha, shisur ben ha'Torah v'hanam imena bar rak ka'avur zman, acharei tshei Shabbos. What about a malacha done on Shabbos with the hana'a only coming later? We discussed this a few days ago. I plant something on Shabbos, so it's not going to grow for a couple of days. So there, af imaso came b'shogeg, dino kilu asa b'mezid. Umosi Shabbos, uchayim la'akar eshenata uzarka. That's constantly being considered getting hana from Shabbos. And therefore, one would have to uproot. We spoke about the difference between, we'll talk about today a little bit. This halacha. Hosef Shabbos, abalacha jisur nasa b'machlokas. What if there's a machlokas about something, and the minhag olam and al psak is like the machmir shita, but I was mekel. Hagam shalafi alacha yesh lahachmir, bikamakum bidiyeved, ein lesser lehenas bimena, umita lehenas bimena, af b'shabbos atzma. That's an important yisod. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this in the beginning of Shin Yud Ches from the Prima Gadim. If there is a reliable authoritative shita that says what I did is mutter, even though we paskin usser, but if there's a reliable shita out there, then you can eat the food. That you can eat the food even on Shabbos. That's important. Sometimes people go to somebody's house and maybe they're not as careful in terms of certain hilchos shikia, hachazara. And if there's any shita out there that says what happened is good and okay, then b'diavad you can eat the food. So that's an important shita to remember. Again, there are other details here. Host of a Shabbos Malacha Shisur Durabanan. Durabanan Shogeg is mutter even on Shabbos itself to the person who did it. That's often what happens in some of these cases. People don't know. Again, as long as it's Durabanan. Bishul Daraisa probably doesn't come up that often, in terms of raw food getting cooked. Could be Bishul Achar Bishul by liquids if that's a real, Ikar Hadin and not just a Chumrah. Okay, so let's continue. So we're still in the sugya of Maaseh Shabbos here. We're towards the bottom, Chavav on the base. Second to last line. Remember, we have the four opinions in the Tanoim. Four opinions. What is the halacha? Rabbi Meir is the most makel. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan the Sandalar, and Rabbi Yossi. The last one was Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, in the name of his father. So the Gemara says, second to last line. Boin kumi Rabbi Yochanan, atma amar. Nu, Rabbi Yochanan, what do you hold? Amar lon, ani, ein li ala mishnah. I go by what the Mishnah says. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan says, I hold Stam Mishnah is the halacha. Which Mishnah? The following Mishnah. Hama'aser v'amavashal b'shabes. If somebody is ma'aser, and it's a Durabanan, take enough Shubis ma'asos on Shabbos, v'amavashal b'shabes, or if somebody cooks on Shabbos, shogeg yochal mezid lo yochal. What does that sound like? That sounds like a Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, that's the one who says, who's that? That's why some Rishonim pass like Rabbi Meir, based on this. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda, like most Rishonim. Shama Rav Chizda of Amar. Rav Chizda heard this and said, Hutru Shabbosos! Rabbi Yochanan, what? Shabbos is mutter to be so makel? Meaning it's going to lead to Bizayon. It's going to lead to Kulas. And therefore, he's not happy with the idea that Shabbos will just be light in people's eyes. He feels that, you know, people, if you're allowed to, you know, any Malacha that was done b'shogi, you just enjoy it that day. He didn't think that was appropriate. And therefore, he felt Shabbos, he's out for the covenant of Shabbos. And therefore, you need more protection. Again, Shabbos is a day that we need to worry, Ramban Vayikra. We need to worry about the environment, and the sviva of Shabbos. We have to worry about that. The Ramban says that's even part of the mitzvah daraisa of Shabbason. But the Ramban says, where does the word shvus come from? Shvus by Yisurei Drabbanan of Shabbos have their own name, right? Unlike all other Yisurei Drabbanan of Kashrus or Yisurei Drabbanan of Kashrus. Shabbos shvus, shvusim, right? That is the idea that comes from the word Shabbason, which is the mitzvah d'oraisa to create a day of rest on Shabbos. That's the Ramban. The Ramban of Parshas Emor has four or five yisodos of life. Especially of Yimei Kedusha. So Ramban there says, what is Yelachem Shabbos? So as the context is Yantev, it applies to Shabbos too, to create a day of Shabbos. Meaning, even activities that are not Aser D'Araisa, the Rabbanan Asered, in order to create a different day. And that's a Din D'Araisa. The Chiyuv D'Rabbanan by all these activities, which the Ramban says, money, and muksa, and transactions, you might not be violating any Aser D'Araisa. But they all are a kiyum de araisa of Shabbason. V'nirali shamedrash hazeh lomar shenitztavinu minatora lios lanu menucha biyantif afilu midvarim she'edan melacha lo shi'itra kol oya hayom v'limdo tfuos v'lishko peros v'amatanos v'lomale chavios yayin v'gam avanim. And I'm gonna clean out my garage today, and I'm gonna move my bookcases, and I'm gonna all these things I could do on Shabbos. I have time. I'm not working, but it won't be Shabbos. it won't be Shabbos. And the stores can be open and the money can be changing hands. So, says the Ramban, all of this is included in the mitzvah's asay. The Ramban gives himself a pat on the back. Right, that is, this is a great shot. And you have to, realize this. So this is also part of maybe what Rav Chisda was exclaiming. Hutra Shabbosos! But if you do this, then it's just going to be, like light in people's eyes. Good. Lo chein amar. So now we, add in those words. Lo chein amar avhuna, b'shem rav rav, v'tani rebichia kein. Didn't we learn the following? Barishona hayu omrin. There are limitations. Originally we said, Hashacheach, Tavshal Agabi Kira. What if somebody forgot? They left the pot on the fire before Shabbos. They were going to remove it because they know Hilchos Shehiya, but they forgot. They forgot and they left it on an open fire before Shabbos in a time when you weren't allowed to. The Kitchal of us a Shabbos and Shabbos tape. So we said Shogeg Yochel Mezid Lo Yochel. So we said that, right? It was Bishogeg, so then you could eat it on Shabbos, but Mezid, you should not eat it on Shabbos. Nech Shedu. But that's, by the way, treating it like a daraisa, right? Where Meir says his din, Maisa Shabbos, Mesid Yoch, Lo Yochal, Shogeg Yochal by daraisa. So this price is saying, even by the Durabanans, we had that chiluk. Even by the Durabanans. Nech Shadu, but then Klai Yisrael started being suspect. Nech Shadu Lias Menichin Mezidin. Maybe people would on purpose leave it there from before Shabbos. Va'omer, when they said, Shrechen Ayinu, oh, we forgot to remove it before Shabbos. So Chazal had to take action. So they said, okay, even Shochech is Aser. Even if you forget by Shehiyah, by the Isser Durabanan, right, even Shogeg is going to be Aser to benefit on Shabbos, which is, wow, a Durabanan, V'hacha Amru Kain, and Rav Chisda continues and says, so by the Da'oraisa, right, you're going to say, it's Mutter Shogeg on Shabbos? Even though by the Durabanan we said not, because people were playing around. So Amar Rabbi Ila says, yes, we might say that. It's not because fundamentally Daraisas are more common Durabanans, but what do people take seriously? Nech Shulios Manichem, lo Nech Shulios Mavashlim. People were chashud to violate the Issa Durabanan of leaving it there before Shabbos illegally. They weren't chashud to cook on Shabbos. And therefore, we didn't have to find that. So that's where we only needed to make a fine by Meniach, where people were leaving it on the fire illegally from before Shabbos. We didn't have to fine people for Bishlon Shabbos. And therefore, stop there for a minute before we continue this brisa. This is where Chaim Kanievsky comments here. So this is going against the earlier piece. Remember the whole story on the top of Chavam Abeis, where Rebbe Chia Ruba came back and matired Durabanan in the case of, you covered it and then it got uncovered. Right? Remember that was the case of Kitma Venislaba. So he said, oh, if that's okay with the Eved, so it must be even Lachachilam, because even if you left it on Daraisa, well, Bemezid, it's going to be Mutter. So that's not so Pashut, the Gemara says now. You have all these opinions in the Braisa. It's not so simple that there's a head to be the Eved even in the Daraisa. So by this case of Rav Chia Ruba, where the violation was Durabanan, it's not so clear, and therefore there's no Raya. There's no raya what he would say in a lechadchila case. In a lechadchila case, but not what he just said was durabana. Meaning, a lechadchila case of where you covered and then it got uncovered. Right? Would you have to cover it again? Would you have to cover it again? Right? Sometimes, happens the post can talk about this. What happens if you have a covered flame and then you come and then it got uncovered? It got uncovered or something else happened to it. Right, usually if you have a blech on it, it doesn't get uncovered. But they talk about, let's say I got uncovered, you had some type of tin foil maybe underneath, and it got uncovered. Or what happens, this has happened, maybe it's happened in your houses, what happens if you all of a sudden come back on Friday night and the power went out, or the Shabbos clock didn't go work properly, and all of a sudden your food is on a warm hot plate, but it's, the fire's not on anymore. So that was not even on a fire at all, let alone uncovered fire. So what's the halacha there? Could you take that? And we're going to learn about this a little bit later today about the rules of returning things to a fire on Shabbos. But now it's like, you're returning, you didn't have in mind, you're not holding it, but we're making on that case. As long as it's still warm, you was on a fire, and now it's you can put it back on a different covered fire, as we will see, as long as it's still warm. In that case. I had the shayla last Shabbos. Last Shabbos, somebody asked that it went off. They realized it went off for a couple hours, then it went back on. Right, whatever the timer was not set properly. So is that okay? Is that okay? So generally we would say yeah, as long as it's still warm and it went back on without your doing anything. Okay. So anyways, that was relating to the previous kitzma v'dislabes. But once we have this, so we continue quoting this brisa. Chazru lomar, they continued making extra laws. Chazru lomar tavshu shemitzamik v'yafalo aser, a tavshu that gets better as it stays on. So mitzamik literally means it gets smaller, right? Because usually when something is heated, like you have a piece of meat, and it gets smaller when it gets better as it cooks. So that's also tavshu mislamik v'ralo mutter. But mislamik v'ralo, if the more it stays on, it gets worse, then it'll be mutter to leave that, because there's no chash that you're going to stoke the coals. Ezu tavshu mislamik v'yafalo. Can I please have some examples of mislamik v'yafalo? Kagon, akru v'afunin u'basr taref, cabbage and peas and basr taref, meat that was already cut up already. Where the carbon eda shenisrasik bekedera, it's already been pulverized, maybe pulled beef. I don't know. Amar of Tanchlab Rebbe Loi af rashi lefatos v'rashi kaflotos. Also the tips of the turnips and the leeks. Also the katafshos shemisayik v'yafala. All those things, the more they're cooked, the better they are. Beitz emah. Hey, what about eggs? Rebbe Yosi b'shem Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yosi. Abba alo lebeso. Rebbe Yosi b'shem Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yosi. Said, my father went to upstairs, and he saw chamin, hot water that was, left on the, in the case of mitztamek, it was left on and he mounted it because he assumed that was mitztamek for ralo. If you have boiling hot water, the more it cooks, it doesn't get any better, right? It just evaporates more and is worse. Beitzim v'asar. So you see, mitztamek v'yafilo. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nasan, Meshem Rabbi Chama bar Chanina, ani v'abba, Alinu lechamas gader. They went to Chamat Gader up north. Veviu lefanenu beitzim ketanin kuchuzrarin. They brought us tiny eggs like chuzrarin. Right, they were like a tiny little red fruit, says the Karbana Eda. And v'taman yafa, and they were delicious. Kifan karisin, like other types of little berries. But you see from there, when the smaller they got, the better they are, because they're commenting that how good they are. So you see these eggs. Armitztamek v'yafilo. Tani. We continue. Again, eggs. Many halachas of eggs. Mitztamek v'yafilo. We discussed, I think, a couple of weeks ago. Even about a month ago. Probably about blood spots and eggs. Remember that fascinating historical geographical discussion between Rav Moshe and Rav Avadia, where Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, Me'ikar adin, in our countries, there are no male chickens, right? Hens. Right? Roosters next to the chicken, therefore you don't have to worry about it, that if you see blood, it's not from an unfertilized egg, and therefore maker a din, you can eat it, but the minhag is to throw out the blood spot. And Ramosha says, we live in an affluent society that eggs aren't so expensive, so you just throw out the egg. That's what Ramosha writes. And Rav Avadia Yosef, living in Israel, quotes Ramosha and says, I don't know where he lives, but in our, where we live, it's not so affluent, and every egg is valuable. And therefore, go by Me'ekar Adin. And therefore, you know, if you need to, just take out the red and eat the egg. Remember, Rav Avadia quotes, you know, decades ago that the Messias was that, it was different than it was in America. And therefore, you could go by Me'ekar Adin. Okay. Tani, lo samali isha kedera, asasios v'turmesin, a person should not fill her pot with these types of beans. To put them in the oven right before Shabbos. Don't do that, right? Because that's going to be an Isra of Shehiyah, right? You're leaving it on a fire and it's not cooked. We said at least even Hananya requires a third or a half. And the Rabbanan say even more than that. And if you did, so quotes that even this is a Rabbanan. Is going to be asa b'chlei shiasu. So you see there, b'chlei shiasu seems to come up even by a Jew, not just by a non-Jew. Against what we said earlier in the name of the Shmir Shabbos. So that's what the Brisa says. One shouldn't leave this on the fire from before Shabbos. Rav Acha Amar b'mezid kribi meir. Rav Acha said so who is this Brisa like? It's asa to leave the Shabbos. So which opinion is that? So Rav Acha Amar b'mezid kribi meir. Rav Acha says it's talking about mezid like kribi meir. if you do an act of mezid, like the Rebbeinu was mekel shita, but even he says if you did it b'mezid, you cannot benefit on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi on Rabbi Shogeg. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi says no, it could be Shogeg like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yossi understands Rabbi Yehuda's opinion as saying that all are usher to benefit on Shabbos. Right? Rabbi Yehuda said, right, Rabbi Yehuda's Lashon in the Brisa was, if you look back, Shogeg Yochal Motzei Shabbos. So does that mean only the person who did it or even others? That's not 100% clear in the words of Rabbi Yehuda. So that's what Rabbi Yossi, by interpreting this Brisa as Rabbi Yehuda Shita, he's saying everybody, because it's talking about everybody. So he's saying that Rabbi Yossi understands Rabbi Yehuda as asking everybody to get benefit till after Shabbos. And we're about to say, Amar Rabbi Mana, Yos, Amar Rabbi Yossi. That's a good understanding, because we're going to see in the following Brisa also that that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Even just before we get there, there is a discussion when it says putting these beans in right before Shabbos. There is a heter that's quoted in the Bavli, called Kedera Chaisa. Kedera Chaisa, we'll get to the Yerushalmi. But Kedera Chaisa, which means, we have all these rules of Shehiya and the Shemi Yachata, but the Gemara says, if I take a raw piece of meat 5 minutes before Shkia and put it into my stew, I do not need any type of covering on my fire. Why? Because by putting a raw piece of meat, which will not get cooked for many, many hours, I am basically being Mesiach Das and saying, okay, I'm not going to touch this because it's never going to get ready for another 10 hours. So that's called the heter of Kedera Chaisa, a raw piece of meat. The post can discuss whether that really applies to Bezman Hazeh. And it probably does not. Why? Because our cookers and our heat sources cook much quicker. And if you put a piece of meat in right before Shabbos, it could be in 3-4 hours, it could be edible. Right? By the time you want to have an oneg, that night can be edible. So that might not be Mesiach Das. And therefore, not so clear that would be, a heter. Again, by beans, it's not Kedera Chaisa. So it might be usher. In any case, that's why the Gemara says here what it says. Okay, now we get back to the Gemara. So Rabbi Mana says, Yos, I'm Rabbi Yossi. I agree. Rabbi Yossi had a good understanding of Rabbi Yehuda. We skip the next word, Rabbi. Here. So we have the following Brisa, which you might remember we had earlier in Seder Zeran. Hanoteh b'Shabbos. If I plant on Shabbos, I plant a tree on Shabbos. Shogeg yikayim mezid yakar. If I planted it b'shogeg and I forgot it was Shabbos, I'm allowed to keep it. Mezid yakar, I must uproot it. U'b'shvias b'shogeg mezid yakar. If it was during Shemitah, you for sure, even shogeg, you have to uproot it. According to the Tanakhama, the Shvias is more chumer than Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda omer chilef advar. Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite. Hanoteh b'Shabbos b'Shogeg b'Mezid Yakar. Shabbos, totally aser. You have to uproot it. O b'Shvias, so you see from there, Rabbi Yehuda aser is across the board by Shabbos. Right? That's the Raya. That's where Rabbi Yehuda holds. Everybody, you have to uproot it. B'Shvias b'Shogeg b'Mezid Yakar. B'Shvias, no, only b'Shogeg. B'Shogeg, you're allowed to keep it. Only b'Mezid, you have to uproot it. Lama. So what's the reason Rabbi Yehuda says that on Shabbos, even b'Shogeg, you have to uproot it? B'Shahanoyah Shabbos alav. Because if you planted a tree on Shabbos, even b'shogeg, whenever you take fruit off of that tree, you are benefiting directly from what was done on Shabbos. Right? By cooking, okay, you could let it cool off and you could, undo and wait b'chdei she'asu. But here, as long as it was planted, if it was planted 3 days later, it wouldn't be as good. It wouldn't be as developed. So you are getting benefit every second. Rabbi Yehuda says you planted a tree on Shabbos, you gotta uproot it. No matter what, even if it was shogeg. V'kan, and therefore, similarly, in our case of Bishol, Kiva Chat Omer Yamtin L'Motzi Shabbos V'Lei Sheyasu. If you wait, if you say you have to wait until Motzi Shabbos, Kibish Lonen Machla Shabbos Klum. So therefore, you didn't get any benefit from Shabbos. So that's how you see the Rabbi Yehuda in this Brisa is similar to the previous Brisa, and that's why when Rabbi Yossi says, this Rabbi Yehuda, it fits in because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the key is you can't get benefit from a Maisa Shabbos, even B'Shogeg. And that's why nobody, not the person who did it, not the other people, cannot benefit till after Shabbos. Umay time under Rabbanan. So why do the Rabbanan say that Shvius is even more chamor? 2 days. Why is Shvius more chamor? If I planted a tree during Shemitah, even Shogeg, you have to uproot it. 2 days. Next, number one. Next, al Shvius lo next al Shabbosos. People don't take Shvius as seriously as they take Shabbos. And therefore, you need more precautions. Number one. Davar acher, monin l'shvius. Or no, in 5 years from now, people, right, I'm going to go to my gardener, and my gardener is going to say, what year is this? He's going to look at it, he's like, looks like a fifth year tree. Fifth year. Oh, backwards. 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, this is a Shemitah tree. Oh, I didn't realize you could plant during Shemitah. People are going to count backwards from when the tree was planted, and that's going to lead to problems because they're going to think that you could plant during Shemitah, or they're just going to be choshed the guy in planting during Shemitah, either one of those, Shad, Marasayan, and therefore that's the why. Even Bishogeg, it has to be uprooted. Hey Chavida, Lamai Nafgemina, what's the difference between the two reasons? Again, why is Shvias more different? Because A, it's light in people's eyes, or people are going to count. Monin, people are going to count backwards. So two cases. What if I planted a tree right before Shemitah? Right before, within 30 days. So therefore, I didn't do anything wrong, technically, in terms of, you know, that lead to, but people are going to go backwards. It's not called a year yet, if it's less than 30 days. And therefore, 5 years from now, they're going to call this a Shemitah tree. So, if this is chshad, it might lead to people don't take Shvias seriously. It's not Shvias yet. Itamar minyan, if he says minyan, switch the girsa, yesh kan minyan. There is a problem of minyan here, right? There was a problem of minyan because it'll be counted as a Shemitah tree. People will get confused. And the other way, not tapach l'mishloshim yom lefei shminis. What if you planted in the last 2 weeks of Shemitah? So the opposite, v'nechmas ha-shminis. Itamar chshad, if the issue is chshad, that you're doing something wrong, yesh kan chshad, you're doing something wrong here, right? You planted. So if the reason is because people don't take Shemitah seriously, that here, people don't take Shemitah seriously, so you would have to uproot it. Itamar minyan, but if you say the issue of counting, ein kan minyan, there wouldn't be an issue here, because in 5 years from now, they're going to call this a eighth year, a first year growth. Therefore, there won't be any issue. Vitaya, and also, kimad amra b'nechshad. The brisa that we just quoted earlier, the Tanakama, seems there's a diuk. Right? Because what does he say? If you planted it during Shemitah, you have to uproot it. Mashma, if you planted it before Shemitah, you can leave it. So that's the diak. It sounds like the Tanakhama holds Bibnei Achshad. But if it was because of counting, then because of Bishogeg, Bibnei Amesid. Then if it was right before Shemitah, then you would have to uproot it, even if it was Bishogeg. So this is just a diak like that. Fine, back to our cases of issues of Hilchos Shabbos and Shehiyah and Achazara. Not l'mibod yom, machzir l'mibod yom. If I took something off of a heat source before Shabbos, and I want to put it back on before Shabbos, that's allowed. That's obvious, right? That's not Shabbos yet. But this is just leading into the next line. Not l'mishech ha-shecha, machzir l'mishech ha-shecha. If I took something off a heat source before, after it was already Shabbos, I'm allowed to put it back on Shabbos. There are going to be conditions. But there are certain cases that you can. And remember we said, according to the most Rishonim, the issue of hachazara, of putting things on a heat source on Shabbos, some say, I think there's a Sefer Yashar that says, even that's Shem Yechata, you might come to stoke. But most Rishonim say that's an issue of mechzik mevashel. It looks like cooking. If I'm putting something on a heat source on Shabbos, that looks like you're cooking. So there are certain cases that are mutter because, like here, if it was already on the heat source on Shabbos, and I removed it, I'm putting it back on. As we're going to learn, the only problem with putting something on Shabbos is what's called, if it's viewed as a nesina l'chadchila. If it's viewed as a new putting on, that's a problem, because that's mechzikim mevashel. But if it's looked at as a hachzara, just returning something to the heat source, so that's going to be mutter. So here, if you took it off on Shabbos, you can return it on Shabbos. What about this case? You took it off before Shabbos, and now you want to put it back on Shabbos. So that's the hardest one. Rabbi Simon Bartadoi, we changed the gears to B'Shem Rabbi Hoshia. Hinichu ba'aretz aslataltala. If you put it down on the ground in between, you can't. You can't put it back. Putting it on the ground, the Gemara assumes is a hesachadas, and therefore, anything new would be looked at as an asinah l'chadchila, and that is a problem. Let's continue a little more, and then we'll hopefully talk a little bit about it. Rav Elazar b'Shem Rabbi Hoshia, Mishari Zayisi as Rabbi Chiya HaGadol, I was servicing him. Vayisi Mala Lo Chamin, Midioti HaTachtonu L'Dioti Elyona. I used to bring up the hot food from downstairs to upstairs. And then, Umachzir La Kira, and then I put it back on the Kira. Unclear. What does this mean? Does this mean he went back up and he came back down and he put it back on? He took it off before Shabbos? That's what we're trying to prove. What does it mean on Shabbos? What's the chiddush of this story? Is it that there was a big break in between? He went upstairs, then came back downstairs. Is this that there was a kira upstairs and he put it back on a different covered fire on Shabbos? Maybe. These are all possibilities of what this story is teaching me about the law of hachazara. Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Shimon, afilu mikira shehevla memua lekira shehevla meruba. Even if you have a less hot kira, more hot kira, that is also going to be mutter on Shabbos. Amr Rabbi Abi Zimnin Sagin, you see this Kamir Boshia. Many times I was sitting in front of Roshia, Velo Shabbos bin Hadam Milsa. I never heard him say that. Many times I sat in front of Rav Hoshea, and I never heard him say this story about Rav Chiya HaGadol that used to come up, and if he never said that, you know, I'm not sure if you got your facts right. Amar Rav Zvika L'Rav Zeira, Lo Shama B'nei Mutter, Shama B'nei Me'asar. He never told you Mutter, so that means it's Asar automatically. Maybe he didn't tell you everything. Doesn't mean that he had, that it's Asar. Period. So let's just try to get through the cases, and then maybe we'll have to talk about this tomorrow. What if you didn't put it on the ground? Talu B'yaseid. What if you hung it on a pole? What if you put it on a counter? What if you put it on a bench? You put it on the ground. Is it in the ground or is it in your hand? Nomar, right? So the Gemara also adds, if it's still boiling, maybe it's mutter to put back, but if it's not, it's also to put back. Maybe it's only if you didn't take your hand off of it. Asur, but if you took your hand off of it, it's asur. So again, this is obviously very halacha lamaisa. Remember, the Bavli also has this. Maybe just to mention quickly, and then we'll maybe get into some more of the details. Remember the five conditions of achzara. If you look in the different svarim, they formulate it and count them differently, different svarim. But one of the lists is what are the conditions that you need to put something back on a heat source on Shabbos? Five conditions. Number one, mavushal kol tzarcho. Right, it has to be fully cooked. If it's not fully cooked, then you're playing around with the bishul daraisa, not just bishul darabanan. It has to be fully cooked. Number two, it has to be a covered fire. One is not allowed to put anything on an open fire on Shabbos. Nothing. If it's a pot on the pot, directly. Say directly on a covered fire, not allowed. Number two. Number three, cham b'miksas. It has to still be a little warm. Still be a little warm. Not those. So the first two, there's no wiggle room. Mevushal kol tzarcho and covered fire. Those are needed no matter what. Number three, cham b'miksas, so that might be, or the Rambam, Teimanim, by Bishlach HaBishl, it could be from flexibility, but Ashkenazic custom is to assume that way. It still has to be warm, and you can't take something out of the fridge and put it on a covered fire. And then the other two are l'chadchila. The Mishnah Berurah says if you're missing both, it's a problem. If you're missing one, b'dieved, it's not as bad. And that is daito l'hachzir and adayin b'yado. Right, those two are quoted by the Rama. When it is still in your hand and you had in mind. So many different permutations. What happens if you took it off by accident? You think that you're going to help out. Your wife said, can you please serve the meal? So you go and you take stuff off. And then you like take it off. You're like, no, that was for tomorrow. Like can you put it back? There was no daita lahachzir, but it was betatwas. It was a mistake. Right? What happens if are you allowed to put it into a now you served half the stuff. You had it in your hand. Yeah, now could you put it into a different pot? You're still hands on it and then put it back on. These are all important shilas. But these are the sodas of achzara that come up here in the Yushalmi, also in the Bavli, and just getting our feet wet a little bit. Daf Yomi doesn't allow us to have many hours of shiurim about this, but hopefully we're getting the basics. Okay, we'll stop here.